MoneyWeb now on the money.
Joining now with Justin Heathorpe. He's a provincial sales manager at Uber Group. Justin, appreciate the early morning time. Widely expected we're going to get a rate cut in September. I was going to say 0.25%, but sure, maybe it could be 0.5%. We're not sure. It's small and might not happen. But I mean, this should help a residential market, I suppose slowly, but I mean, it can only be good news for the residential property market, I would imagine.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for having me on your show. Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think the rate cut is certainly expected. We're hoping to expect, and yes, while we may not see a huge jump in the activity in the property market, it certainly does give the consumer that confidence that, you know, we've reached the height of our interest rate cycle, and we should now start seeing the interest rate coming down, whether it be 25 basis points next month or 50 basis points. I think the trend of the reduction in interest rates is certainly going to help.
Yeah, and I suppose it's around confidence. And as you say, I mean, maybe it's only 0.25%, but if we roll out to, I don't know, end of next year, it could be 1%, maybe even 1.5% lower. It gives confidence. It also gives a little bit more sort of purchasing power. The one point in a recent note out from you and your colleagues is that bank approvals have been pretty steady. I mean, kudos to banks. They haven't run for the hills, however. They have been out there still lending.
Absolutely, and you know the competition is getting more and more. The banks need to compete against each other to ensure that they maintain their home loan book, and we're also seeing other competitors coming into the market as well. So our big commercial banks need to ensure that they're on top of their game, and really the only way that they can do that is to ensure that they're giving attractive interest rates, giving loan amounts required that the purchaser requires in the quickest possible time.
You, in the note that came out, first-time home buyers, 46% of the base in your last data, that was for Q2 of this year. That is down. I imagine that should also pick up because, I mean, coming into the home market the first time is difficult because you don't have that first property to use as a, you know, the equity in that. That should also significantly help, notwithstanding banks have been lending.
Absolutely, and what we did see in the lows of the 7% post COVID was that our first time home buyers peaked to around 56%. We've seen a drop off on that because purely based on the fact that I think the first time home buyers are more rate sensitive. Mm-hmm. They're waiting to see what the interest rate does. And you know, in a lower interest rate cycle or a downward interest rate cycle, we're going to hopefully see more first time home buyers and as well seeing first time home buyers investing in property rather than buying property for their own personal use as well.
I want to touch on that investment property in a moment. Before we get to that, you also, in terms of ages, sort of the buyers, the 18 to 36, have seen increased purchasing power. The 37 pluses, which is, I suppose, the older folks within reason, they've been buying cheaper properties than they were a year ago. Is that just, I suppose, you know, perhaps being cautious? I mean, could we expect that to potentially tweak as well? Because, you know, a rate cut means for the same monthly repayment, I can spend a little bit more.
Absolutely, and I think the strain on the consumer, and in particular that in that age group, just with the average living expenses going up, they're more cautious in their approach and reaching times and thinking about times of saving. So as we see the reduction in interest rate, that's the reduction in the bond repayment, giving them more surplus income to be able to spend on bigger properties as well. We certainly will see a tweak hopefully now backwards because it forwards because it did go backwards year on year.
Investment properties, you mentioned that. I mean, and investment properties, and it, I got to be honest, it surprised me, but it's continued. You make the point; it's actually continued to have strong demand.
Absolutely, and the investor, I think, and the investor and the consumer in South Africa has realized that investing in property is a great return. Mm-hmm. One thing that a purchaser or a consumer always needs to bear in mind is that when purchasing a property, it's not a short-term view. It's a long-term view. It's a long-term goal, and that is where our consumers are sitting at the moment, realizing that it is a good investment opportunity at the moment. We're not seeing people sending their money offshore as much as we did. Mm-hmm. We are seeing people investing more in South Africa. And property is the way to go. Property is your long-term goal to sustain future income.
You make that point there around, you know, less money heading off into the dollars and the euros and the like, more staying local. I imagine we've got a double wind at our back here. We've got the election from late May, the Government of National Unity, which so far is so good. There's actually a fair bit of wind at the back for residential property beyond just rate cuts.
Absolutely, and hopefully we, you know, there is quite a bit of stock in the property sector. Mm. We are seeing that more and more listings are coming on, and I think the sellers are certainly getting prepared for the imminent arrival of these buyers when they see that they can afford the property that they want.
We'll leave it there. Justin Easthorpe, Provincial Sales Manager at the Uber Group. Appreciate the early morning time. And that's our question today, LinkedIn and Twitter. Are you considering buying a home as the rates start to come lower? Certainly, it gives you a little bit more spending power or puts less pressure on your budget, depending which way you want to slice that spending. Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter.